There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I'm sorry.
You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. This world is room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. No will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. Dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite for a new world to do away with greed. Now let us fight to free. Let us all unite!
Welcome, folks, here in the Corporation Nation. It's the 18th of December, 2014. I'm Clint, your host. With me today is Bert. Every Thursday, onlyfreemen.com is the website. I wanna thank again, folks. I'm just always so pleased to go down to my mailbox and find some interesting stuff in there. There were actually 4 packages in my mailbox today, a total of 5 books, which I'm very excited about. One of those is the $15.99 Geneva Bible with all of the quotes and things, all the concordance notes down at the bottom. Pretty fascinating stuff. And I want to read you the four section, the beginning section of this, sort of an explanation of why this book was so important, why people were being persecuted and killed for having it in their possession, you see. The Geneva Bible and the Roman Catholic Church is how it starts. This is in the Notes to the Modern Reader section. It says, the Geneva Bible study notes contain some outspokenly anti-Roman Catholic content, as one might expect, considering that Rome was still persecuting Protestants during its development. Keep in mind that the English translators were exiles from England's Queen Bloody Mary, who was burning Protestants at the stake while returning her nation to the Roman Catholic faith. The anti-Roman Catholic sentiment is most evident in Revelation, where it says, quote, the beast that cometh out of the bottomless pit, in Revelations 11:7. According to the Reformers' study notes in this Bible, that beast that cometh out of the bottomless pit is, quote, the Roman Empire, made long ago of civil ecclesiastical. Now, how many times have we talked about this, folks? When I found out that the civil and the ecclesiastical law were both created by the Roman Catholic Church, it floored me, because, you know, I have the quotations and context of that in my writings, in my blog, but I was just kind of shocked that the civil law and the notion of a state and a church basically just stemmed from the fact that the church was the state. And they created the civil to designate things that weren't necessarily of the ecclesiastic realm. It says the chief, so the bottomless pit, the beast that cometh out of the bottomless pit, according to the Reformers' study notes, is the Roman Empire, made long ago of civil ecclesiastical, the chief head whereof was then Boniface the Eighth, as I said before, who lifted up himself into in so great arrogancy that he called himself Lord of the whole world, as well in temporal causes as in spiritual. All right, so there you have it. Temporal causes, well, that's civil law. Spiritual causes are the ecclesiastical law as created by the Lord. Well, we have to realize that this line thinks that they are God. Now, this is very important here. Boniface the Eighth was Pope of the Roman Catholic Church from 1294 to 1303. In his special charter, the papal bull, called Unum Sanctum of 1302, considered by the Reformers as one of the most heretical statements of papal authority ever made, the Eighth stated the following. Now, listen to this very carefully, folks. Quote, you want to know why all roads lead to Rome, whether we realize it or not? Quote, furthermore, we declare, we proclaim, we define that it is absolutely necessary for salvation that every human creature be subject to the Roman pontiff. Unquote. Wow. So, okay. Well, now, how does that apply to our legal system today, the stuff that we talk with Bert about every week? Well, let me tell you, I've actually read this before, but it sort of gives a new meaning to it. Now, the word lex is basically the written law, it's the law that is not really the law, it's the statute, etc. So, lex scripta is the word that's very important. This is out of Black's First. Written law, law deriving its force not from usage, but from express legislative enactment, or statute law. That is the new form, the new law we call statutes. Well, it's really lex scripta. So where does lex scripta actually come from? Well, the Latin term goes like this, remembering what we just read. If the written law be silent, in other words, if the statutes don't cover what we're talking about, in modern times, that which is drawn from manners and custom ought to be observed. In other words, nothing's ever changed. We're still under the custom of the law. And remember, all the lawgivers are in Congress. You know, you don't see them. They never show them. They don't show Moses over the doors. They don't show Hammurabi who gained his power from the Nephilim, claimed them as his God, and that they made him God on earth, or Lord. All those lawgivers, all the pontiffs are all up there. So we are just the current, if you will, Rome. Okay? If the written law be silent, that which is drawn from manners and custom ought to be observed. And if that is in any matter defective, then that which is next to analogous to it, and if that does not appear, then the law which Rome uses should be followed. Again, if we can't find the law, then we should go to the law that Rome uses. Straight out of Blacks, referring to the United States. This maxim of Lord Coke is so far followed at present times, at present day, that in cases where there is no precedent of the English courts, that's the English courts in America, because, you know, folks, there's nothing new under the sun in America. All our law just got transferred over from the English, which came from the Roman. The civil law is always heard with respect and often, though not necessarily, followed. Where did the civil law come from, folks? Rome. That's where the civil law came from. There's a wonderful group of sayings in Black's Law that start with the word lex. One of those is that law assists the wakeful, not the sleeping. Oh, what does that mean? Well, it's exactly what we've been saying. You want to be protected by law. You want to have any asset whatsoever in the law. You want to use the law to your advantage against the transgressors. Well, then you're going to have to be wakeful. You're going to have to learn it. You're going to have to realize that it governs you, whether you like it or not, whether you agree or consent to it or not. That's what military's for. And you're going to have to wake up to what the law is by actually studying it, going through the horrible pain and suffering of reading such dry material as, well, as our guest has been doing here lately, Bert. Freeman Burt from Colorado, onlyfreemen.com. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you for having me, sir.
Absolutely. Hey, before we get into our other stuff, I wanted to comment on, or I wanted you to comment on this little thing you sent me. It's, well, let's see, codes for Washington, I assume Washington State, that is. Mm-hmm. Section 46.04.382, and that section defines what a passenger car is. It says passenger car means every motor vehicle except motorcycles and motor-driven cycles designed for carrying 10 passengers or less and used for the transportation of persons.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, lots of language in there that needs to be deciphered.
Yeah, and the most important part in there is the key word is passengers.
What is a passenger, for God's sake?
Well, I mean, when people go to the airport or when they get on a bus, they don't seem to have any kind of a problem associating the word passenger with someone who pays for a fare. But yet, they disassociate the true meaning of the word passenger when they're talking about people in their cars. Or when they look at their driver's license, making reference to 10 passengers or less. I mean, most Honda Civics can't fit 10 people in there.
Well, I could make a Mexican joke, but I won't. We do have And the common parlance is that we have a passenger seat, so what's wrong with the word passenger?
Well, because in legal terms, it means specifically someone who is being carried for some type of consideration. And the one doing the carrying is someone authorized to act as a carrier, which means to engage in protected commerce. And what people need to realize is that the driver's license actually is permission to engage in business, just like any other license.
It's interesting because when you're talking about, well, it's in the word. I mean, a passenger, the word pass, okay, that means permission to pass, a license to go or come, a certificate emanating from authority, where it is declared that a designated person is permitted to go beyond certain boundaries, which without such authority he could not lawfully pass. So in other words, your passenger in commerce, if it was a commercial passenger, and say not your child or your mother or your friend, and you're going to a bar or something, well, then it is assumed that the passenger would be on a pass. He would be under an authority. He'd be carrying a certificate that says, like a plane ticket, that says he's going from one point to the other, or he's carrying some type of cargo. So right away, we see passenger, a very dangerous word. We'll be back.
Chest rig, is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
Strikehardgear.com.
Set your sights on strikehardgear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Strikehardgear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Now this word, Bert, is a really interesting word with a lot of associations to it. And what people don't understand, most of the words that we talk about and we break down, we have to step back for a moment. We have to remember one very important thing. These are war terms. These are terms that are used in a state of siege. And that's very hard for people to comprehend. Like, if we go and we look at the word passport, for instance, well, you know, why do you need a passport unless you're a passenger? International law, a passport is a document issued to a neutral merchant vessel. Well, what are we called? What is our person? Our person is a vessel. By her own government during the progress of a war, and to be carried on the voyage containing a sufficient description of the vessel. Well, what does our passport describe? It describes us. We are the vessel. Master voyage and cargo and evidence of her nationality. Well, that's what our passport describes. And protect her against the cruisers of the belligerent powers. Otherwise called a pass or a sea pass, a sea letter or a sea brief. See, we've got to remember that we're talking about commercial activity. And commercial activity always has to do with mercantile, admiralty, maritime type of law. And what they've done is they've created this sense that everything is a virtual waterway. If you're flying in the air, you're on the water. You're on the sea of commerce. If you're driving on in a truck, well, guess what? You have inland ports that are not part of the United States. We have one here in Salt Lake City. We have an inland port. And guess what? It's attached to, we're all familiar with the NAFTA superhighways, and those are considered international waterways, virtual waterways, where the ship pulls into port from wherever, say China. It could be carrying a nuclear bomb, but nobody would know because they're not inspected, because they never have to enter into the United States, because they stay upon international terms or international commerce. So they go to a port, which is a water, obviously a ship. The port is an international port. It's not part of the United States. The container, let's say carrying a nuclear bomb, gets loaded onto a truck, the truck never leaves the superhighway, the international waterway, the virtual waterway that is the superhighway. It's been designated literally as virtual water in the Sea of Commerce, and then it pulls into the Salt Lake City port without ever having to be inspected, because the port itself is not inside of the United States. It's an international port. It is a virtual port on the water of the Sea of Commerce. You see, it's a really screwed up thing, and that's why a passport has to do with, they call it a sea letter or a sea brief. It's a license of safe conduct issued during basically the progress of a war, authorizing a person to remove himself or his effects from the territory of one of the belligerent nations, etc., etc. It's an instrument. But, you know, you go back to the word pass, permission to pass, a license. So this automatically assumes that no matter where you're driving, you and your quote-unquote passenger are driving on the water. You're driving a boat on the water, a vessel on the Sea of Commerce. All right? So... The word passage, of course, if you're using a passport, you're trying to get a pass, a license, then you're seeking passage somewhere. Well, what is passage? A way over water. An easement given to the right to pass over a piece of private water. Travel by sea, a voyage over water. The carriage of passengers by water and money paid for such carriage. And then finally, when we finally get to the word passenger, a person whom a common carrier has contracted to carry from one place to another and has in the course of the performance of that contract received under his care, either upon the means of conveyance or at the point of departure of that means of conveyance. So in other words, Bert, if I'm a passenger in your car, if I'm sitting in your quote-unquote passenger seat and we get pulled over, they are going to automatically assume that we're a vessel on the Sea of Commerce, and no matter where we're going, if it's to the ballpark or to pick up the kids, you are automatically in contract somehow with me, even though there's no contract that can be shown that I'm your passenger and that I'm paying you for the service.
Exactly. And actually what happens is when you are brought before one of these courts for violating one of these commercial regulations, they bring you before the judge and you attempt to tell the judge, hey, but wait, judge, I wasn't in commerce. See, I was exercising my ordinary right to travel, you know, the one protected by all these constitutions and the one of the Supreme Court says that you have an inherent right, you know, to move from point A to point B without being molested and all that. And, you know, they can't hear you.
We don't recognize the Constitution in this court.
No, and the reason they cannot hear you is because they're going under the assumption that you were operating in commerce, and for that particular moment, this court can only hear commercial issues.
And so that's another strange concept, isn't it? That you try to talk to the court, and people get so frustrated, and they never realize the simple truth is that the court can't hear you in any other way. It's not that they don't want to hear you. I mean, they're jerks about it, don't get me wrong. But it's not that they can't hear you physically. It's that they're not allowed to hear your arguments, which are legal terms.
Yeah, and it's not so much that they're being mean. So what you have to understand is that when you're in these lower courts, which are called courts of limited jurisdiction, all you can do is enter into the record the truth about what it is that you were doing or trying to do, and then that is going to be moved up to the next court until you eventually get to a court where they actually have the capability to hear your argument.
So in other words, I'm going into Home Depot to complain about Walmart.
Yeah, it makes
right?
No sense.
I mean, it makes no sense. What the heck are they going to do about my complaint in Walmart? They don't have the jurisdiction in Walmart. Why would you go to Home Depot to complain about Walmart? And for that matter, why would you go in and tell Home Depot that you're not in Walmart commerce? You're not a citizen of Walmart. What does Home Depot care? That's not their jurisdiction. Doesn't matter. I mean, it's really that simple, you know, and that's it's not hard to figure. It's hard to figure that out, but once you do, it seems like so simple, you know.
Yeah. So what we have to do, which is what I'm doing in one particular case, is the court has basically, and it's a lower jurisdiction court. We expect that everything in that court basically to go against us. Even though you were in front of a half jury, because in a court of limited jurisdiction, they don't give you a full jury because they don't have to. They give you a six man, sometimes three.
They don't have to?
Yeah, because they don't have to. So they give you half because they don't have to. They keep the other half for themselves.
Exactly.
So right there, that should be a clue and a half that you're not operating in any kind of a real court.
Well, dude, I tell you, I will never forget when I just went in to watch one day another friend who was messing with the court, having a little fun with it, and they played this video here, and it was like a local city court, you know, Justice Center, and they played this video that said, here, before we start today, and it was like watching a movie before a flight or something, you know, fasten your seatbelts, take the paper in front of you and sign it. By the way, you're giving up all possible rights by doing so, from constitutional rights to civil rights, by signing this paper. And everybody just, you know, picked up their pencils, and they were kind enough to offer pencils. Everybody signed that document, put all the information in there, told them they were a U.S. citizen, and said, yes, I voluntarily give up all possible rights I could have in this court so that the magistrate, the military judge, if you want to call him that, can basically do anything he wants. That is the way the courts run. Nobody realizes they're not in a real court. So we'll be back, folks. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while. Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, you know, supplements and that sort of thing, and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it, and she says, "Wow." I says, "What's that say?" So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, "Well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol." So she says, "I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now."
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
He's a rebel and a runner. He's a signal turning green. He's a restless young romantic, wants to run the big machine. He's got a problem with his poisons, but you know we'll find a cure. He's cleaning up the systems to keep his nature pure.
Welcome back, folks. You're in the Corporation Nation. We're talking to Bert today. So, Bert, just to wrap this up real quick, I just thought it was a kind of a fascinating little piece here. the notion, again, let me read this again. Passenger car. So now we know what a passenger is for sure. And, of course, they use the word car, and then they define the word car to mean every motor vehicle. So they've altered the word car to vehicle, which of course is the same as, it's very similar to the word vessel, except motorcycles and motor driven cycles designed for carrying 10 passengers or less. So that basically covers all the cars you might see in vans, etc., and used for the transportation of persons. Now here we get to the final kick, which is the transportation of persons. Two very important words to you know, it has to be used for the transportation of persons. Well, here we are again. Here's that word that no one seems to be able to really put an exact definition on, the word person. But we certainly know that it doesn't mean a man.
Well, and it doesn't mean people. I mean, you know, I always tell everyone, look at the preamble of your supposed constitution, be that federal or be that state. You will not see the word person in there. Because it can't be. The people create the government, and then the government create persons.
Yep, and of course, transportation. There's that word again. Transport. So the assumption is that you're traveling from port to port. You
yes.
have a port of entry and a port of destination, basically. Transportation.
Exactly.
I mean, oh, God. Words are, I mean, they're so interesting, and yet they're so, I mean, it's just so messed up when you actually see them for what they what they actually are.
Well, and you know, the thing that's just so fascinating about how people are so, I mean, so deep in ignorance, that people don't realize that when you get a traffic citation, they're assuming that you are operating in commerce, and they are assuming that you're exercising the driver's license. So they bear the burden of proving that element as well. But a jury is never going to consider that to be an element. And of course, you know, in these lower courts, it really doesn't matter. The element doesn't matter because it's assumed that you are.
Well, you said it before. You know, the first time you said it, I was like, what? But now I totally get it. I mean, your point is that the jury will have no clue what the hell you're talking about when you say, I'm not in commerce, I'm not driving under a license. Because the assumption by the jury, now the police officer generally will know better, but the jury is just a bunch of complete useful idiots that have no idea that this is all voluntary. No clue. It's just presumed that, like your right arm, the license is part of your body.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is if I tell someone, I say, okay, if you are a doctor and your son scratches his knee and you put a Band-Aid on your son's knee, does that mean that you were exercising your license as a doctor? People automatically say, well, of course not. So, well, how come it doesn't apply when I'm free in a freaking car? How come I always have to be 25 hours a day, 8 days a week, exercising the driver's license? It's a license.
Well, and more than that, it's a specific license for a specific thing, and
purpose.
Yet it's demanded at so many different locales for so many different reasons that have nothing to do with driving.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, isn't it true, I can't remember, isn't it true that it's not even supposed to be used for ID?
Well, if it can be used for ID, then, you know, you can use your they say a government-issued ID. So that is technically an ID, but then any other license is an ID if it has your picture on it. A doctor's license would also work.
Mm.
A pilot's license would also work. Because it's a government issued. Military ID would work. The point is that they need to establish you as something that is created by the government, which it can then control.
Well, that goes back to that beautiful word in law that should be utilized more often by people like us, honestly, which is ambiguous. The word ambiguous literally means, like, if I tell you that my name is Clint Richardson, and that's all the information you have, you cannot prove that I am the Clint Richardson with that number and that address and that. If the only thing you have is even the name and the surname, you cannot, it's too ambiguous to possibly prove anything. So the reason, one of the reasons that Daniel and I are constantly saying don't use your signature and certainly don't use your surname, is because the first name, the given, the Christian name, is absolutely 100% ambiguous. There's hundreds of thousands of Clints around here, you know? So there's no way possible that they can possibly finger you as a Clint Richardson with this number, etc., if all they have is your first name. But even if they only have your last name, it's still, you know, unambiguous. But as soon as... as soon as you show them that license, then all of a sudden they have a barcode, they have a magnetic strip to swipe, they have the address, they have just one more little piece of the puzzle, and all of a sudden you can fit all the other pieces together through the mass surveillance system that we have. See, it's just that one little extra piece that comes with the identification, the, you know, and this, of course, what is identification? Well, that's your straw man. That's the thing that can get stolen from you and used by someone else at any time. It's not real. It doesn't exist only in the fiction. So you present it, and all of a sudden, you go from being totally ambiguous to something that is easily identifiable as, and let's face it, we're all criminals under the law. The law is designed that we are criminals by default. We must prove our innocence in order to not be guilty. I mean, that's the way the law works, despite what everybody likes to parrot.
But you know, but here's the thing, though, that it really doesn't matter. If they arrest you, if they take you into their jails and you tell them your name is Joe and absolutely nothing else, or tell them your name is John and absolutely nothing else, well, they don't give a darn. They're going to tag you as John Doe. And they're going to take you through their trial, and they're going to convict you and throw you in jail as John Doe. They don't care.
The only problem with that, and that might be true, but then they're extremely, extremely liable for their actions. So, I mean,
well, they're always liable for their actions. But that's what their rules allow for. They allow that if they cannot determine who you are, then they'll just tag you as John Doe.
Yeah,
and
I mean, it's
a first name and a second name.
It's obviously a muddy area because they absolutely have no right, even according to their own rules, to do anything to someone who doesn't identify themselves, and yet they have a code that they use. I'm breaking the code of not identifying myself, so it's just this. It's a paradox. You know, it's not illegal for me not to identify myself, and yet they use that as some, you know, strange misdemeanor.
Yeah, so basically the whole bottom line of this whole thing is that the system depends and relies on a certain number of people volunteering themselves as persons or as things that can be controlled for good or bad, or basically you could say it depends on people volunteering themselves into being slaves. And that's what we're gonna get into with this mortgage and foreclosure thing, because it's so much about slavery that people don't see it that way, but that's what it is. The whole mortgage thing is all about slavery, pure slavery,
voluntary slavery. That's the worst
part. Voluntary slavery.
But then again, I mean, let's start at the beginning. Like you said the other day, as far as the mortgage goes, you are the one that is going into the whatever it is, whether it's a bank or some other, you know, company. You're the one seeking the quote unquote benefit, if you can call it that. So we have to start off with that. We have to start off by saying, look, if you're willing to receive money and thus enslave yourself for that money, well, then we have a problem right off, and there's no cure for that type of behavior, if you will. There's no salvation, right? There's no remedy for someone who will sell their soul for a little bit of money. So that's a problem in and of itself. We'll be back and we'll get into the mortgage issue a little more today. Stay tuned, folks. Privacy, civil rights, and dignity. You want some more?
Bacteria and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens.
Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Scientists have been battling to understand what this unappealing object is all about.
Information in the form of energy streams in simultaneously through all of our sensory systems in the form of energy. All our sensory systems. And then it explodes into this enormous collage. What this present moment looks like. What it feels like.
Talking to Bert today from onlyfreemen.com. Bert joins us every Thursday, but you know that. So, we're going to go back into the subject of mortgages because, you know, as you say, Bert, this is, when you think of the major quote unquote purchases of life. Well, this is pretty much the big one. This is the one that everybody goes into debt for. This and getting a syndicalist education to get permission to work in certain fields. You go to college and pay all kinds of debt for that. I remember looking in California, their student loans that California has actually loaned, the amount of money that people owe is some ridiculous, I can't remember, I think it was $1 trillion that are still owed to California governments from their loans to students to go to school. So $1 trillion in debt just from people that owe California money from going to school. I mean, that's huge when you think of that. So mortgage, of course, one of the biggest purchases you're ever going to make. Well, what are we talking about today?
Well, here's the one point that has become really really obvious as I'm going through this thing. It's very difficult for people to visualize just what that note that they sign, or more importantly, the mortgage part of the transaction that they sign, what that really means. But if I was to tell people, okay, imagine yourself being put up on a pedestal and a bunch of men around with tall hats pointing at you and saying, that man or woman is worth about $200,000, and that man or woman will be good for at least 30 years of good service for you. Who wants to bid on this man or woman?
Fine muscle structure, good looking slave. I like the color, nice and dark. You know?
Yes.
They are certain to have a good working career. We can count on their future labor. Let's make a contract.
Yeah, now that they can visualize. But they don't realize that when they're going to the brokerage house, which is really what a bank is, they're going in there offering themselves like a slave. Volunteering themselves to be a slave. To be put up there on that block.
Literally what they're, I mean, if we're getting technical, I suppose you could say they're creating what's called time currency. They're creating a bond that says that they're good for future labor, which will create, you know, the purchase of the debt, basically.
Yes. And that's all what everything is. I mean, if we realize that everything we are involved in is actually debt. And I know, you know, this word gets thrown around, but people, it just goes over most people's heads. If you realize that every deposit is in fact debt, because what the heck are you depositing into the bank? If you even deposit real Federal Reserve notes, what are they? They are instruments of debt.
Well, you said something last time, you know, it doesn't matter how much you learn or how many different things that put you into the correct disposition. You said something last show that wasn't anything new to me, but it totally changed my outlook on things. You said, go try to deposit a gold coin or a silver coin into a bank. And the reason that you can't is because there are no banks, because a bank would actually be dealing with real money or lawful money.
Exactly.
So there is no bank. I never even considered that as the foundation. That what do we have then instead of banks? Because can you really call a bank something that has absolutely no tangible assets in it whatsoever? If everything it's holding is debt, then what the hell is it?
It's a brokerage house.
Which means what? I mean, the word broke is in there. That makes sense.
Well, they're broke.
They ought to call it a bankrupt house, right?
Yeah, they're basically brokers of debt. Now, what we need to realize is that every one of those buildings that you see out there where you go and you actually enter deposits and open accounts, and be that Wells Fargo Bank or whatever Wally Bank you want to call it, they're actually owned or controlled by holding companies, by another company that's like an umbrella company. And that umbrella company uses those lower banks to basically launder their notes that they receive.
Well, explain that. Launder their notes. Which notes are you referring to?
Any note that they receive, either from a mortgage or from whatever other business deal.
Does that include dollar bills?
Yeah, because they have to have they're called depository institutions. So they are authorized to take deposits. So these holding companies are not depository institutions. They're just simply holding companies. They hold banks who can act as depository institutions. And then they take your notes, they deposit them in there, and then those banks are able to, and I still haven't looked into the fractional issue, but then the bank can fractionalize or multiply those deposits into more credit, which then benefits the holding company.
Crazy
so
stuff.
So it's a scam. It's a hell of a scam. So what we need to realize is that every time we go into the banks, you know, into these brokerage houses, looking for the benefit of a loan, all we are doing is giving the master a whip for him to whip us back with it. That's in fact what we're doing, because when we get that loan or whatever it is, the very additional debts of instrument that we're going to pay with are going to be worth less the minute we walk out of the bank.
Well, now, yeah, it seems like if you were to actually have a pair of, if you were to actually have a pair of They Live glasses where you could put them on, you can see the reality of the situation. Every time someone goes into a bank, every time someone cashes a check and puts their signature on the authorized signature line, every time anybody does anything like that, you would see a demon on the back of every idiot that's working in a bank that has no idea how banks work. I was one of them, by the way. I was a loan officer for Bank of America when I was very young. We had a thing called Loan by Phone. And when I was 19, I was working there and actually was trained to do loan officer things. And we took, you know, incoming phone calls. And then they laid us all off, which was the best thing that ever happened to us. But, you know, if you could actually see what was happening, you would simply see that behind every bank in the administrative chair is the devil, or a devil, and he's laughing. He doesn't have to laugh all the way to the bank because he's already in the bank. He is the bank. And he's laughing because we're all basically dealing in the devil's currency, which is debt. It's the artifice of value. It is unvaluable or valuable-less paper. It's the devil's currency. And so, you know, if you could just see it for what it is and how it actually controls us in ways that I don't think we can even fathom for the most part, because it's become such a normalcy. The bias of normalcy has just taken over. So it's really... I mean, I'm uncomfortable now whenever I am in a bank. I feel sleazy whenever I have to participate in any of this commercial crap anymore.
Well, and that's what it is. I mean, the easiest way to really visualize this, imagine that every time you walk through the door of any bank/brokerage house, you're actually walking into hell. you're crossing the entrance into hell. And all those little people in there are little demons of the devil, and they're there to cash in your soul.
Exactly. I mean, it's and maybe that sounds a little nuts to people, but that is exactly what's happening, because what is hell? It's the prison for debtors. Remember that. It's the prison for people who've turned their back on all that is good and righteous and holy. That's what hell is, and we're in it. We'll be back, folks. More with Bert. Stay tuned.